watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surface's first day of the show, and we're in the Stanton Design Space. Design, because they've changed some of their branding emphasis. And I'm with Christine Zampaglione, and I'm with Trey Timms, and I'm with Jamin Stepp. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Great, Kemp. Thank you.
Wonderful day, Kemp. Good to see you.
These two guys are veterans on my show, and Christine, we're still going to talk to her first because of this, all this branding decisions that she's made. Tell us real quick about the decisions you've made around branding.
So we have been Stanton Carpet for the better part of 45 years, and as we've grown into new product categories, it really gave us an opportunity to look about the future and who do we want to be. So Stanton has always said that we own the design process, so we are rebranding to Stanton Design. And we're moving from a house of brands to a branded house, de-emphasizing our sub-brands and merchandising everything in one full studio.
So before, when you acquired somebody, you'd keep that name. And so in the carpet collection especially, you had four or five major subsets. And so that's, you might use them in the collection, but you're not using them on your displays anymore, right?
Correct. We know that the brand that really holds the value and people know is Stanton. So there was some confusion around our sub-brands and what differentiates them. So we've decided to now show all of the brands together a way that's easy for the consumer to shop, and that is by pattern, texture, and performance.
Okay. So we're standing in front of these gorgeous racks.
Yeah.
This is part of the rebranding. You're calling it the Stanton Studio, right?
Correct. So we have two studios. We have the Signature Studio, which is all of our Stanton legacy brands. And then we have the Artisan Studio, which is combining those four brands, Antrim, Rose Quartz, Cabin, Crest.
Okay. All right. That's great. So let's move on to carpet.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So Trey, tell us, how long have you been in Stanton now?
7 months, just over 7 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us what's going on in the carpet business. How is the business?
Our business was pretty good last year. I think the high-end business held up pretty well. I think the total business, I've heard different estimates, but I definitely know that carpet was down last year, depending on who you talk to. But I think the higher end consumer was still spending, and we were fortunate enough to get, you know, our share of that business.
Tell us a couple collections that you want to highlight this year at the show.
We have a lot of brand new products. So everything we have here, you know, our handmade wools and different fiber blends. We've just launched a new pet guard program, which is taking some of our existing polyesters that we launched last year, which we had in this display, and putting it in its own display. So, and really trying to get it in the right place in the showroom. A lot of those products were getting lost in the Stanton display. So we've got an update to that collection, brand new display, which showcases it, just the solution dye poly, with the full pet warranties that are out there. And we really feel like we're offering something that's different in the space with solution dye poly. So it's stuff that some of the other guys aren't going to do, some different yarn systems, softness levels, and patterns that you're just not going to see from some of the other people out there. So we feel like we can add some value in that category. But a lot of gorgeous new, as you can see, products.
It is gorgeous.
There's a lot of them.
What's your price point range from what to what?
On the polys, on rolls, the low teens, and then goes on up to probably $100 a yard on some of these things. But a lot of it is, you know, I would say in the $25 to $50 range. So there's a lot of our stuff that is, I think, way more affordable than people think, especially when you're talking about, a lot of it's going to be a rug. You know, so you're not talking about a lot of yards. It's maybe 15, 20 yards. So it's very attainable price points.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move to hard surface. Jamin's
due.
All right. Tell us what, you've been here over a year now, right?
I have. It was a year in November. So about 14, 15 months.
Yep.
Rolling in there. So yeah. Lots going on.
I'm still standing on carpet.
You're
in
still,
space.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the other category, the other space. Just to my right is all the hard surface setup. But we made a lot of progress in 24 to set the stage for 25 and what we're launching this week and this month as we've gone to trade shows and now with services. But we've revamped the entire look of the hard surface merchandising as well, with Christine's point about rebranding the company and doing some things differently there. Added new product category. Stanton started in hard surfaces a little over 4 years ago in SPC only. We have now segued into 56 SKUs of WPC that are launching this week, as well as 36 SKUs of premium engineered wood program. That's really nice, and we're really proud of what we're taken into market there on the wood side of the category. And then we also launched laminate back in the summer, 24 SKUs of that, and we'll expand on that later this year. And lastly, we're in the porcelain tile category too, which kind of brings me back to my roots, starting hard surfaces back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
In the ceramic and porcelain category. So we've got that going on. So we're covering all of the different categories in hard surfaces and branding them again to mix and mold with what we're doing on the soft surface side of the business. And we're excited about 25.
So you have almost every category, right?
Every category: wood, laminate, vinyl, rigid, Plex and porcelain.
Yeah. Okay.
No natural stone.
Yeah. What was the name of the acquisition that got you in the tile business?
That was Floors 2000, a company that Stan purchased a little over 2 years ago, based in Pensacola, Florida. So we inventory and distribute our porcelain category out of that facility down there. And then Calhoun is everything else. Hard surface, yeah.
Have you been traveling some lately with all this sourcing you're doing?
Quite a bit.
They put you on the road, doesn't
it? Quite a bit. It's on the road quite a bit. So I forget what time zone I'm in from time to time. But no, it's been good. It's been a really fast-paced 12-plus months, and we've made a lot of progress, made a lot of changes. And I really think this year is going to put Stanton into the category of a full-fledged flooring company and not just a solely focused soft surface company.
I don't think hard surface is a bolt-on anymore, is it?
It's not a bolt-on. No, it's serious. We're serious about it. We've hired regional vice presidents to manage the sales of hard surface. We've hired a hard surface-only sales team throughout the country and a lot of areas in the country. Still got some work to do there. But, yeah, we're becoming a full flooring company.
Great. Good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Jamin Stepp, Christine Zampaglione, and Trey Timms here in the Stanton design space. And you've been watching Kempar and FloridaLE.net.